We need a chair, right?
We do. So I'll take one from the front row where no one's sitting.
Okay. As we continue imitating Scott, even while his very body sits before us, I would like to read a poem.
What poem are you reading?
Cincinnati. Scott did live in Cincinnati for a while, but now he lives in Chicago. But before he left Cincinnati, he wrote this ode. Cincinnati. When the swollen Ohio River floods again, and the rats are making light boats of aluminum siding, I'll watch it on TV and say to my friends, I lived there once, in Cincinnati, and it was not so bad. It gets a lot of bad press, Cincinnati. Well, with the censorship and the grandmother busted for feeding parking meters and the retarded man with the brick shot down and Marge shot praising the Nazis and the burning crosses at the unfinished Underground Railroad Museum and the birthplace of the KKK right down the street, in addition to that of President Taft, and who's to say what is art, but the people who have to live near it anyway. Some people call it a cesspool, others a pit of vipers, others the most livable of cities. I say appreciate it for what it is. There they wear white gingham dresses and spit politely and sell soaps which makes everything clean. Fuck the animals anyway, inject them, proctor and gamble them, radiate them like they did with the indigent people at the university hospital. Massive doses of radiation. Fuck them, they were poor anyway. The doctors knew what would happen, but they tested them anyway, and so why, yes, they do die. Fuck them, go ahead now. Test all the new drugs on them at Phoenix Labs. It always rises to the top. You need to spit to breathe there. Yes, we have Chiquita bananas. Fuck Honduras anyway. I'll never let anyone say that you were not my friend, Cincinnati. Let me count the ways. Scratch that. It's all relative. And the flies, surprisingly, are not so bad in Cincinnati. They respect the scents of rotten yogurt, peach schnapps, moist pork, and pollen. They respect those smells, and they've learned to stay away. It's not like shit, Cincinnati. Look to everyone around, I'll say. Look, it's better than L.A. The cops won't shoot you there if you're white. And the Rain Man was filmed there, and they've got good ice cream and a place called Grater's. And I don't understand, but some people like the chili, which is made with chocolate. And I spent 3 years of my life there, and it was not so bad there. 3 years of my life there, it was not so bad there. Our hills there, and there, and there, and there is a river, and there are aisles and aisles of good cheap whiskey across the bridge there, and there is nothing wrong with preserving an island if you're an islander there. There's nothing wrong with judging if you are a judge. It's not your home, Cincinnati, so you don't understand it. People born and died there, people died and born there. Just leave it alone to grow. The mold count is high, but you can live there if you need to. It's most livable if you live there. I lived there once in Cincinnati, and it was not so bad.